You're listening to SBS News.
For two weekends in a row, Serbia has been brought to a standstill by citizen protests. Concerned and angry, their land, water and air risk being exploited. The latest trigger is Rio Tinto's plans to build Europe's largest lithium mine in the Jadar Valley, near the city of Loznica in Serbia's west. Local activist Marijana Trbović-Petković says around 20,000 people who currently live and work on the fertile agricultural land are scared for their livelihood, homes and their health.
People are very scared. Do you know why? Because some of the boreholes, they don't have approved management plans, and some of them are around 370 metres deep. They're ruining everything around them because they're leaking. This is getting into our food. Our regulatory bodies are not reacting. Our ministries are not reacting. Rio Tinto says we'll solve the problem, but the reality is that they can't. This is our groundwater. We are scared to drink water from our wells. How are we supposed to know if anything has leached into the water? This is horrifying. We're scared because we just don't know what the concentration of chemicals is, but we fear they're huge and should never be present in healthy agricultural soil.
It's all in the name of green energy, with lithium the main mineral needed to produce electric vehicle batteries. Rio Tinto says it'll make Serbia a leader in green energy, but locals are worried they'll get nothing but pollution in return. Professor Biljana Stojković from Belgrade University's Faculty of Biology says it's an area where many people already live green, off the grid, sourcing primarily natural spring and groundwater, and active in Serbia's agricultural exports.
This is an ecosystem that biologists refer to as an example of human life with nature coexistence. This region of Serbia shows how it's possible for humans to live on the land but take care of the land.
Sinead Kaufman, chief executive of Minerals at Rio Tinto, says they understand citizens are concerned.
Protests, I think, reflect the care and the concern that Serbians have about the area, and we absolutely respect the rights for people to express their concerns. I mean, this is a green field. So for us, green field essentially is there's nothing currently, there's no underground project there, there's no mine in the area. And so people do have concerns about the impacts. And we are continuing, as you said, to engage with the residents in the city of Loznica. And for us, you know, one of the key things that we want to do going forward is to be able to issue the environmental impact assessment study that we've spent quite a lot of time working on.
The Jadar Valley is unique because of the jadarite material found there in the early 2000s. Boron and lithium are contained in the one ore. Mining and processing it in the same area will make the project the first of its kind. Rio Tinto's Sinead Kaufman says the technologies are new and currently being trialled in Australia.
So the processing of concentrated jadarite is something we've worked on in Bundoora for quite a long time, and it's basically going to be a modern plant. It's going to it's very very stable technology, and it's been tested in the pilot plant that we built in Bundoora in Australia, and we've tested, you know, as much jadarite as we could. As we could bring across. It's passed through five different independent audits as well by relevant experts in those fields. And it is something that we are quite proud of.
However, Professor Stojković says researchers in Serbia haven't been privy to information guarded by Rio Tinto as confidential company information.
Serbian scientists have looked at the information provided. However, we don't have everything. We don't know all the technology and process which will be used because Rio Tinto is insisting this is confidential company information. However, what is mentioned is thousands of tons of sulfuric acid daily, a landfill which will be of huge dimensions. They also mentioned there will be a risk of various chemicals leaching from the landfill. We're talking about hundreds of hectares of land, fertile land around the Jadar Valley.
During the G20 climate summit last month, developing nations expressed concerns that they would be bearing the ecological cost of the new energy revolution. Dr. Anna Caballo is from the University of Melbourne's School of Geography, Earth and Atmospheric Sciences. She says it's already happening with lithium mining under salt flats in South America.
The questions that you are hearing from some of the Serbian communities are coming from a lot of the communities that are next to these mines in Chile and Bolivia and And in Argentina, I wasn't in an assembly where people specifically were saying, like, we are not going to be driving these electric vehicles. Why should we be putting up with the consequences here?
Dr. Tim Werner, also from the University of Melbourne, says while moves to new technology are encouraging, they need to be transparent.
It is encouraging that they want to employ new technologies and be innovative in their processing, but that doesn't mean that we should stop applying scrutiny and asking questions about what the impacts of mining are going to be. If they're going to claim something like that, they need to provide a significant amount of data and science to underpin such a claim.
Serbia wants to join the European Union but has had multiple challenges in meeting the bloc's membership requirements. Serious ecological concerns are among them. With protest pressure mounting, Serbia's government has now backed down from legislative changes that would have made expropriation of land in the name of national interest easier. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić says they will review expropriation laws and if changes are needed, will consider them with a broad public debate.
Without wide social consensus, we will not go ahead with the new law on expropriation. I am sure and convinced that the government will, after my decision, agree not to send this to the parliament.
Bojana Novaković is an Australian-Serbian actress and activist. She's part of the Marš sa Drine, or Get Off the Drina movement. She says the expropriation laws, as initially proposed, would have allowed foreign investors to turn the country into a colony.
I need to, I guess, crack this idea that the European Union is somehow going to save us. It is in the interest of the European Union that these mines happen. It's in the interest of the European Union that Serbia becomes a colony and a dumping ground for waste in Europe, because then they can keep it close, doesn't have to go to China, they don't need to be dependent on China, and they can pretend and greenwash this entire process.
And while protests are currently only underway in Serbia, activist Marijana Trbović-Petković says neighbouring Balkan countries should be paying attention.
And it's not just us. The way Drina and Sava flow, it's a much larger question of impact. It will impact Bosnia as well. We're only 15 kilometres away from Bosnia. It'll impact Croatia. They're even saying they're could be an ecological impact on Hungary.
Rio Tinto is promising they will do what they can to prevent any damage, saying they plan to adhere to European Union guidelines. But Ms. Trbović-Petković, who lives in the area, says locals are adamant they don't want to compromise.
Our goal is for them to leave, to pick up their pipes from our fields and to leave Serbia. It would be fair to explain what agreements they have with who, because they have no agreement with the people.
Sofia Petrović, SBS News.